Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, family. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Twin Flame Radio. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my Enlightened King, Chris. Say what's up to the family.
What's good, family? What it do? It's the guy, Chris Enlightened. I'm feeling real good today. It's going to be a swell show today, talking about something I love, so I can talk about that all day.
Wow, Chris, no special nicknames, no weird sounds, no funny taglines.
Well, today, since we're talking about something that I really hold dear in my heart, you and my relationship, I'm going to be the soft bunny today. I'm doing the whole show with my eyes closed while licking my lips.
I knew it was coming. Well, family, we want to thank you for tuning in to another edition of 12 Flame Radio. We are so happy to have you with us, and we will that you all had a beautiful week since the last time that we spoke to you last Sunday. And, you know, like Chris said, we are going to be going in. We're doing a special show today.
We are. Special one-hour show.
1 hour tonight, family. Just 1 hour. We are going to be engaged in some other activities later. And so we decided just, you know, we're going to break the show in half. You know, one time thing.
Every now and then we can do what we want to do because we're doing it.
That's right.
So it's just simple as that. We love you.
Yeah, we love you. But
almost with a cast look. But we was like, no.
Right.
We're going to give them an hour. We're going to give them a 1 hour.
So like with every show, we're still going to give you the rundown because that's what we do. We give the rundown first few minutes of every show.
Yep.
So, Chris, you want to tell the family about what we did this weekend?
I'll oblige. Friday, we just kicked it. We went out to, where do we go get eat Friday?
We went to Outback Friday,
and I had the two rock lobster tails, which were extremely seasoned, well steamed and succulent. I had a bed of shrimp and lobster and lava sauce. Remember that?
Yeah, the volcano shrimp.
Yeah. They were delicious. Just imagine some butterfly shrimp seasoned, drizzled with seasoning even more, then fried. Then topped with spicy volcano sauce. As soon as you taste it, your brow shrivels from the delight. And that's what happened when we did it. My brow shriveled, and I watched the vines brow shrivel as well. You want to talk about what you had, baby? You want me to divulge?
No, you're so good at doing that. You do it.
My baby had, oh my goodness, the tilapia was blackened, and then it was seasoned to perfection, covering a bed of freshly broken lobster, what was it?
Crab.
Yeah, crab meat with this butter sauce. And it was sprinkled on top with some parsley. You know me, I'm like, do I eat the parsley? Yes. And I did as well. And we both had some delicious salads, which were good.
Mm-hmm.
And that ended our night. We came home, watched some movies, watched Moana.
Oh, family, let me tell you, we watched this cartoon called Moana. It's a Disney cartoon. I know y'all laughing, but we like cartoons sometimes because cartoons got messages.
They be showing us, they be spreading some jewels.
Man, these cartoons.
They hide them in the cartoon, family.
Another level.
I don't watch anime, but I do watch some cartoons that are deep.
Yeah.
They was talking about metaphysics. They had Yimmy-Ya. Coach, you want to go in on it?
Yimmy-Ya, they had Gaia, they talked about demigods,
spirits,
ancestors. It was just, woo! I'm not going to ruin it for you, but check out Moana. And if you have kids, watch Moana with them.
The Rock was in it too. He did his thing.
Oh, yeah, The Rock was good.
He sang my favorite song in the movie. I ain't going to spoil it, but he did his thing. I was surprised.
He did his thing.
Okay, then, go ahead. You had something else, sweetie?
No, that was it. After that, I went to bed early. No, yeah. I stayed up late.
You was up to like 2:30.
Yeah, that's rare for
it me. It is rare. Who are you? I'm like, who were you? I gotta put the Scooby-Doo octave on it. Who were you? Hanging out with the big dog.
Yeah, I usually call it early, Sam, because I like to get my dreams in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I stayed up late.
You did.
I made a sacrifice for
Sam. Well, you stayed up the past two nights late, didn't you?
I did.
Later than you normally do.
I did.
We
got to get back on my schedule.
Saturday, we hung with my mom all day.
Mm-hmm.
We picked her up. We took her to my favorite Vietnamese restaurant.
What?
Tang. Shout out to Four Lane Tang. If anyone in Cincinnati's ever been to Four Lane Tang, they know what I'm talking about because the food is delectable.
Mm-hmm.
It's authentic. They even have Vietnamese nets in there. So I'm just saying. I just swat a couple away.
Besides eating, we went shopping and we hit up the market.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit up all the little shops at the market. We got some great sage. We bought these big
bundles
of sage.
Oh,
they smell amazing.
They're about 16, 17 inches.
Yeah.
Long.
Huge.
Bought my mama.
They were called Three Sisters Sage.
They were called the Three Sisters Sage. Mm-hmm. Bought my mom a nice one. Got some of her favorite body oil that she loved.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some delicious teas.
Yes, I'm sipping on some right now, fam. I'm sipping on Cincinnati Spice Tea. I've been drinking it all morning. I woke up with it, and I'm going to sleep. I'm drinking some now, and I'm going to sleep after this in it. I'm just turning into a tea fiend. You know, I used to love coffee. Me and Divine Queen were coffee connoisseurs. We used to go around and just taste the most exquisite coffees there is. But now we're on this tea thing, and it's like, man, we're turning Asian up in here, fam. I'm turning Asian.
Asians aren't the only people that drink tea.
The only people I see drink is Asians. They always got tea. I'm just saying. When I think of tea, I think of Chinese. I'm just joking, fam. To all my Asian people out there, love you.
No, you're so silly. We did. We went to this my favorite tea shop, and we got some different mixtures of tea.
Mm.
We went Buddha shopping.
We went Buddha shopping. Talk about it, baby.
Well, we weren't so successful in finding a lot of Buddhas, but your mom wanted to go out. She was like, I've been getting these good Buddhas. I want a Buddha, too. So we took her to the shops that we go to, and she ended up finding one, and
she
was like,
it
was
beautiful.
Really nice.
Kind of heavy, but beautiful.
Yeah, it was
about 40 pounds. She got some jewels. It was just good spending time with my mom.
And we bought some crystals.
We bought some crystals. Yeah,
we
haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah. We've been crystalled up. But
yeah, we have. You know, me personally, you know, crystals are great level one tools. They're great. They help you bring out whatever in you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have plenty of crystals, but I bought a water buffalo tooth. And it wasn't that I had been looking for a water buffalo tooth. But where things find me, I purchase them because I never know why I need them until I need them. But, water buffalo, they promote strength and stamina. I don't have any problem in those areas, but you can never have enough strength and stamina. That was an innuendo laugh? Do I need to retort? Do I need to prove my stamina and strength over the phone or something?
No, I just thought it was
trying to put them there. This is 4D.
So, anyway, after we dropped your mom off, we came home and we watched movies again.
Well, we didn't go home. We went to my uncle's house.
Oh, we did go to your uncle's house.
Talk about it.
Yeah, so we were on our way to your uncle's house. And I don't know how we got on the topic. Oh, I remember. I was saying that the picture I was going to use for the show, I was going to use the picture that we get a lot of likes on.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about how we were both fond of that picture as well. And I said, man, it would be great to have that picture blown up.
Like
that'd
a big poster.
A big poster picture to hang up in the house. And you looked at me and you were like, yeah, that would be a good idea. So we get to your uncle's house, and ta-da, big poster picture is there. So, wow, I was really happy with that. It was delayed birthday gift, very beautiful and welcome birthday gift.
Thank you. You read it. It wouldn't be the picture without you.
And you peep how my intuition was picking that up.
I did peep that.
I want that picture.
I peeped it. Okay. And the spirit gave it to you. That's how it be with us.
Man.
I want some peach cobbler. Spirit!
I'm not making pizza.
Thank you, Spirit.
Well, then after that, we came home and we watched some more movies. And we watched this movie called Bloodfather with Mel Gibson that I did not want to watch, but it ended up being good.
I pick out good movies. Bloodfather was good.
Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, but that one was good.
That one was good. More than likely, I'll pick a good one. Sometimes they don't do, but more than likely, I pick good ones.
And we watched another great movie called In the Deep. What's it called? In the Deep. Or
In the Deep. In the Deep.
In the Deep. Yeah, that was good.
That was really good about the shark.
Shark movie.
So we don't watch scary movies no more, but we do watch suspenseful movies.
Yeah.
You know, we're into our dreams, and we know that whatever you watch on TV affects your subconscious. And when you're dreaming, you're all subconscious. So.
Right.
I've had one too many nightmares, fam. And I'm too big to be waking up like, oh. Because when I wake up like, oh, everybody in the house wakes up. So
yes,
I like people to get their sleep. I'm a big guy, and I can't be waking up like, oh. Sweating and stuff.
Yeah, so last night was another late night, and today we just chilled.
We just chilled. I haven't left the house all day. We woke up. I made a delicious breakfast with the croissants and turkey sausage over some a fried egg and some cheese. And after that,
egg white.
Yeah, egg white. No yellow. White. Ooh. And then we had some salmon over a bed of rice. Well, blackened salmon over a bed of rice with some steamed veggies and a salad for dinner.
Yeah.
And we feeling really good. I'm sipping on some tea right now. I'm ready to get it in.
Yeah, so we gave the rundown. We filled the family up with everything. So now that they know about our weekend, let's get in on the story of us. So we often get asked, like, how did you guys meet? How long have you been together? Why are you still together?
23 years old, you guys.
What's the secret?
We're 80, people. We're 80. We just look good.
Ain't so cool to see you.
I'll tell you, just don't know. That spirit, though.
So, since we decided to cut this show short, Chris came up with the idea and said, I think it'd be a good idea. We finally told people a little more about us, and we give little tidbits here and there. And people who are close to us know our story, but, you know, a lot of people don't.
They don't. So. And I get a lot of inbox messages about love, man. Like, I'm the love doctor.
You are the love doctor.
I'm charging 20 a session now, man, because I got to charge him. I got to charge him. Too many people falling in love through me. I don't have a bunch of people getting married through me. Telling you. I have a thing when it comes to finding out if you're harmonious or not, if you're compatible, or if it will work. And I've been blessed with that gift, and I'm going to start putting it to use. I'm no longer going to hide it and just use it to the people I love. I'm going to share it with the world.
I did a reading earlier today that I was so satisfied with. I haven't given it to her yet. I'm giving it to her after the show because I wanted to make sure. I know she's going to be excited when she hears it.
Oh,
I don't want to get blown up during the show. So I was like, I'll wait till after the show. But, yeah, so I've been doing some compatibility relationship counseling myself. Well, readings. You're doing the counseling. I do the readings.
Yeah.
And It's been a lot of fun. I didn't think I was going to like the relationship stuff because, you know, people are kind of, you know, they get in their head and they want what they want. They don't get the answer that they want. They get mad and I don't have time for that.
I did one for my cousin last Friday that I didn't tell you about.
Well, you tell me later.
Yeah, I did one with my cousin and like you, I was excited. And it was weird because there were some things that they weren't harmonious on, but the things that they were harmonious on counted, like what they really wanted, because their soul urges, even though their life paths weren't harmonious, but they could, it was like they would inspire each other to do better type of thing.
Hmm.
So it's pretty cool.
So you did the numerology.
I did the numerology.
I'm doing the astrology.
Woo! Together, that makes spiritual peanut butter and jelly.
Wow.
Who are you, the peanut butter or the jelly?
I'm the jelly.
I'm the peanut butter because I like it sticky.
Anyway, we only got a little over 30 minutes, so let's get going.
Dang, we gotta get going. Well, I want to talk about when we first met.
Okay.
Me and Divine Queen, we first met as friends in school.
Mm-hmm.
I would see her walking down the halls, and she always wore, like, teacher clothing, rich folk teacher clothing, like nice clothes, slacks, silk Tony shirts. just like, I used to be like, who is this young lady walking down the halls? And me, I was like, I wasn't a sporty cat. I was the type that was just me. I was always clean and crispy, but I didn't really wear gym shoes. I was either in some dress kicks or some sandals or some boots. And our styles clashed, but it was just something about her that I was like, man, I'm going to get to know this chick by the end of this year. You want to go in on who you were?
I was, you know.
Everything I say about
you. Everything you say, yeah. I was very much into how I looked and dressed and.
Smelled.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believed in carrying myself a certain way at a very young age.
Mm. And that was rare to me. Not saying nothing against the girls I grew up with, but, you know, I grew up with a bunch of women from the inner city.
Mm-hmm.
And the inner city chicks was all about, you know, I never know when I'm about to have a fight. So
mm-hmm.
they had to dress accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And when I seen you, I was like, man, she different. Didn't know she had hands back then. But, she was stimulating to the eyes. And so one day I was walking from school. I just happened to stay after school late. And I seen her walking down the street with these tight white and striped pants on. And my boy was like, and they were kind of chocolate colored.
They were.
Wow, now I look back.
Yeah.
They had
like the
chakra colors going down the steam of your buttocks. And I was like, chakra. Have mercy. I said, man, who? I got to get to know her. And my boy was like, who? I was like, her? He's like, man, that's Nikki. I go to school, we take French together. I said, man, I'm about to meet this Nikki.
Chocolate
blood. but when I met you, I would put on my best me impersonation. Hi, my name is Christopher Earl Huffman.
You did. You, and that impressed me because I was used to the...
What's good, girl? You look good.
Yeah, you know the crazy talk. And you spoke to me with such manners and respect that...
I even extended my hand.
You did.
Yeah, nice
and
to
I
meet
was
you.
Instantly drawn to you.
I looked you in your eyes. They were brown and pretty. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm about to touch her. And I was cool with just a hand. And
we ended up kicking it that whole day. Well, not the whole day, but for a few hours.
Yeah, I had to go to work.
You had to go to work, and you were mad because you had to leave, and me and Damon laughed at you as you rode away on the bus.
I know, I was sad. I just had my license suspended. It was a good thing I had my license suspended because
we
were the mat right then. It was destined for me to hit that fool at a yellow light. and anybody who's, like, slamming on their brakes at a yellow light, shame on you. But anyway, after I met her, I was at work frying chicken, and I swear, family, I just couldn't get my mind off of her. I'm like, I couldn't wait to see her the next day. And when I seen her the next day, I was like, hey, Nikki, what's good? And literally, we were just hanging every day after that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like all my other friends that I was hanging with, it was like, you, I got this new fine thing. I'm her friend, y'all. I'm her friend. I was in love. But I wasn't, you know, I wasn't no dude to tell her, though.
And we were pretty much inseparable after that.
Yeah.
I pretty much, you know, said bye to my friends as well. Because we had such a connection.
Yeah.
We were like, we were just drawn to each other.
It was weird.
But we were friends.
We were friends.
And I believe you had a girlfriend at the time.
I did.
And I had a boyfriend at the time.
You did.
But we were still good friends. And I was friends with your friends.
Uh-huh.
And we ended up all going out. I was always the only girl in the clique.
Yep.
But it was cool. It was never
cool.
No disrespect or, you know, anything like that. I was treated like you know, one of the homies.
One of the homies. That no other dude could come through three dudes to holler. And it was just like she was wondering, we would go out to clubs together.
Yeah, we did everything.
Went out to eat together.
We went to movies, bowling. Concerts, whatever. Parties, everything together.
Yeah. Everything, all day, all night. We knew it was going to be us four kicking it.
Yeah.
And then one day, one of the homies got in trouble. He had like all F's on his report card. His daddy wouldn't let him out. My other homie, I don't know if he's broke or what. Nah, I think he was like, you know what? Nah. Something happened. It was just me and you. I was like, what you want to do? He was like, let's go to the movie.
This is what happened.
Uh-oh.
You weren't with your two buddies, the other two guys that was in our clique. And me and my boyfriend had broken up. You and your girlfriend had broken up.
Thank God.
And it was some kind of festival going on up in the park around the corner, down the street from my house. And you came over my house by yourself.
Yeah.
And you knocked on the door and said, Nikki, I saw your boyfriend at the park.
Yeah.
He was looking for you. Want to roll through with me? And I was like,
that's kind of awkward.
Really? Yeah.
I didn't care.
But I was bored. I was like, I was thinking about going over there anyway, check out Festival. Yeah, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So we went, and my boyfriend wasn't there. I think you had lied about it or something.
I did. I was a liar back then to get what I want, family. What I wanted, I had to lie.
And it was the first time that it was just me and you by ourselves.
Ever.
Yeah.
I still remember the smell of the baby powder on your bosom. I know that sounds a little strange, but I do. I do.
Feel that.
It was the summertime, family. Baby powder was a thing back in the early 90s, fam.
It was a summer. It was a spring.
Well, he was always fresh, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, we went to the park, and we ended up hanging out. We hung out all day.
Uh-huh.
And I said, let's go check out a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, cool. No, you told me, like, what else can we do? I ain't ready to go home. I said, me either. Let's go check out a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we went and saw a movie.
Uh-huh.
We went to the game room.
Uh-huh.
I kicked your butt in some basketball.
You did.
You kicked my butt in skee-ball.
I did.
No, not skee-ball, ice hockey.
Ice hockey, yeah. You was good, though. It wasn't like I kicked your butt.
No, you didn't kick my butt.
You trying to be nice. Yeah, it was close, but I won.
Yeah, you won, girl. And after that, we drove around and we just talked all night.
We just talked all night. And that's when I was like, man, she's more than cool, man. And that's when I fell in love. And I was just telling my homies, like, man, I'm just in love with this chick. They just got tired of me telling people about you and they pretty much put me on the three-way with you, and I didn't know you were on there, and you came on the phone, told me what's up, and I bellowed out a scream from my sternum, and we've been together ever since. It was a scream of enjoyment. That's the last time I think I screamed.
No, you scream every day.
I do. I'm a screamer, family. I'm a screamer. You ever know that one big dude is always screaming? That's his eye.
So we went from being really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
We were really good friends to the point where we would talk on the phone.
Yeah,
we gave each other relationship advice.
We were best friends, family. Mm-hmm. Man, I couldn't stand her with that loser.
I couldn't stand you with them dirty girls.
Say what, dirty? Your guy was dirty. My women were just a little loose.
A.K.A. dirty.
Okay. Yours was dirty.
Mine were not dirty.
They were dirty, dirty. They were just dusty. That's
they
dirty.
Were not dusty.
Everybody's level of dirt's different.
Oh, my goodness.
They were. Yo, shout out to her ex-dudes. They were dusty.
I don't date dust.
No, you don't anymore.
Anywho, yeah, so we went from being best friends to starting out in a relationship. And it was a little awkward at first.
It was real awkward.
Because it was like,
you're friends.
It's my friend. I don't know if I want to kiss my friend
or
I don't know. You know,
it's okay for me to touch her then?
Yeah, it was just kind of weird. But we quickly got past it.
Yeah, we did. I know.
Because we both liked each other. other all along. We just didn't want to mess up the friendship.
Right, and I was never a guy that was real disrespectful. So we took our time with everything, and everything played its role accordingly. And 23 years later, how we played it was the right way for us.
Mm.
But how we play it might not work for you guys.
Mm.
You know, you might not want to wait as long as we did to be, you know, become lovers or whatever. But
we were good friends for about 2 years before we
good friends. Yeah, I remember when you turned 16. I the one who brought everybody to the party.
Yeah,
we got kicked out of one place, went to a hotel, got kicked out of there.
I used to throw these great birthday parties.
Great birthday parties.
Year. It was fantastic. But yeah, we ended up getting kicked out of a hotel. Because it was just too many.
It was too many Negroes.
It was about
200 people.
200 people showed up.
We're talking about a two-bedroom, a hotel room. And it was like 90 cars outside.
It got out of control. We made flyers, and we didn't know it was going to be like that. We had a DJ. It was just...
It was just
we
crazy.
Didn't know it was going to be like that, though.
And people were stealing.
You included.
Hey, but hey, I was young. But what happened? I get Babe was like, Chris, what are you doing? My name's on this.
What were you stealing, Chris?
Hey, it don't matter.
What were you stealing?
Do I gotta tell them people?
I'm asking.
I'm different now. I was taking everything that could be unscrewed: light bulbs, towels, remotes, tissue, toilet paper, sheets, batteries. Hey, that's just how I rolled back then. You never know when you need a sheet. You know what I mean? Or a pillow or something.
Or a light bulb.
And it's like a trend has started. Next thing you know, it's like 40 people running out the crib with pillows and everything. But anyway, Nikki looked me in my eye and told me to make sure everybody returned everything. And I went to everybody who had something to make sure they put it back and screwed it in.
You did.
You know, I took control. And she's like, that her dude could get control like that? Yes. This is how I rolled back then. But anyway, we need to get going.
Yeah.
Talk about my feelings. I don't feel anymore. Jesus Christ.
But yeah, we became involved, and we instantly turned into like this super couple.
Super couple. Holding hands, kissing in public, force field of love around us.
Yeah. And people would always just, as soon as they saw it, like, you guys are so special. You guys are different. And we kept hearing
different. It was scary.
It was.
You've only been together 3 months. You're going to be together forever.
You guys are going to get married.
I can see it already. 10 children. I was like, hold up now. Man.
So we were together for about a year, 2 years.
About a year and a half.
Year and a half. And... you moved to Atlanta.
And
it was a, well, we all planned on moving down to Atlanta, us and our clique. We were all moving to Atlanta. And you went down first, and I stayed behind because I wanted to get some more duckies lined up. And I came down about 4 months later.
Yeah, about 4 months later.
And we went to school down in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the struggling started.
That's when the scratching and surviving.
So, family,
started.
We went from balling, going out,
no bills,
kicking it, partying, all kind of stuff, thinking we're going to live the same kind of lifestyle down in Atlanta. Wrong.
Who's going to feed you? You know you got to buy toiletries.
Wrong.
What are toiletries?
And that's when our relationship really went through some struggles.
That was the crucible of our relationship.
That was. We went through a lot of hard times.
Yeah.
And people find it hard to believe that we went through hard times. I mean, we argued. We had fights. Not physical fights, but we had fights.
Verbal spats.
We did mean things to each other.
I do not mean you.
Well, I didn't mean stuff to you.
I know you did. I know you did. But I always say I never did not mean to you.
Yeah.
Not intentionally.
Yeah.
But hey, that was the rough period.
We're
going to skip over the rough stuff.
Well, I wanted to make sure that people know that, you know, our relationship wasn't always peaches and cream. We went through our difficult times.
Yeah.
You, I'm I'm a believer that you have to have balance in a relationship. It's not always going to be just everything's great, everything's roses. You're going to have your times where, and it was during those bad times that we really got to know and learn each other because we, it was like the mask came off.
That's when I knew you were a door slammer. You're a door slammer. Okay, okay. Inches away from the nose. Okay, okay. Okay, love that.
And take moving
that.
On.
And then the baby came.
And in the midst of the madness, we made a baby. So, yeah.
Sometimes a lot of madness brings forth passion.
Well, we always had passion.
Yeah.
Even when we were angry, we had passion.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
You about to get you pregnant. We'll teach you. We'll teach you try to leave me. I'm just joking. Man.
Yeah, but little D came.
Little D.
And the duo became a trio.
The duo became a trio, then the struggling was compounded.
Yeah.
It was a different layer of struggle.
It was a different layer of struggle.
It was a more, not just financial, it was a sociological and mental and all facets of life struggle.
And we still went through our periods of sometimes things are great and sometimes things weren't so great.
Mm-hmm.
But we, the key to it was that we always stuck it, we always stuck through it.
I think the key point was us realizing that where we started was here in Cincinnati and things were going cool and we were never a family here though. So we decided to regroup and come back home to be a family with the energy of the, there was something about the energy here that made us a couple, a power couple. So I assumed and we both agreed that there may be some energy here that would help us be a power family.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of our struggle pretty much.
It was.
After we came back home, things were easier. We knew everything, and we got on our feet pretty quick within 3 months. We had our own spot, and we both was working, and everything took off after that.
Everything was great after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it just, it got better after that.
It got better after that. I know I got a job working in my field, the IT field, and I was doing collections after that. I mean, before that, I was doing collections, getting all this money, and they allowed me to be myself on the phone. So I was like, hey, I can say, when you get this money in? And they was like, sure, Mr. Huffman, do and say whatever you can to get the money in. And I became the top seller. They moved me to the corporate office. I was able to make my own hours. And I ain't going to make a long – yeah, I don't even talk about that company because the way I got let go wasn't fair, but I understand. You know, when I hear this young 25-year-old kid making more money than these seasoned vets that had been there for years, and it just didn't look good. But it was, it had to happen the way it is, the way it did.
And that's the thing about life is that you go through these ups and downs, you have progress, and you get setbacks, and this is all for a purpose. You know, we go through different things so that we learn ourselves along the way. We learn what our limits are. We learn how to expand. We learn how to grow in certain areas. We learn what our niches are. We learn things that we shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
We learn from our mistakes. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember just getting my bearings on being a family man. It was weird because here I am, 23. I've been with my wife at the time, the mother of my child. We had been together for 5 years at 23 years old. You know, most 23-year-old brothers that I knew was trying to party and kick it. So one of the toughest things that I innately knew I needed to do was just drop off the map, just get off the grid. You know, hurt a lot of people's feelings because, you know, I was great to hang out with. I was one of the homies. And I disassociated myself with everybody. I didn't care who you were, how close we were, because your path was no longer my path. I was a family man. There was no other family vibes or energy around me at the time, so I had to create this bubble around my family to make sure it was safe. And not until like 6-7 years later, while in my 30s, did my friends start realizing when they had kids why I did what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a lot of real ridicule, but hey, they couldn't beat me, so I wasn't worried. So I just did what I did to take care of my family and just immerse myself in my wife and daughter.
You always got to make everything about how tough you are.
I'm just saying, if you're tough, you can say it. I can back it up. So, you know, hey.
All right, spiritual buddy.
There you go, spiritual buddy, hey. Bunny's hot. All over.
But we did have friends. We had a couple friends. We always had a couple friends that we would hang out with.
Yeah.
We would throw card parties and fish fries because we didn't want to do the club thing.
Yeah, we couldn't do the club.
We didn't want to do the club thing.
So we brought the club to our crib.
So we're couples.
Couples is crazy, though.
The couples were crazy.
Crazy. Y'all love each other? Man.
We had people getting to fights in our cribs. We had
furniture burned up.
Almost burned down our house. We had people steal from us.
Yeah.
I mean, then we got to the point where we were like, you know what?
Redone again.
It's just us.
And we've been done for about 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
No company. I don't want to.
No.
We can meet outside, but we have our energy a certain way in the house.
Yeah, we don't allow. You got to be special to come in our house.
Not saying that people we hang with ain't special.
No.
I just don't have company.
And that's just the way we like it.
Yeah.
You know, nothing against anybody. We love our spiritual fam, but we just don't have company.
Just don't have company. I come over your house. We don't have company no more.
I don't go over people's houses.
It's hard to get you to do anything outside the crib.
Meet me somewhere.
Yeah. Sun gotta be shining.
Let's meet up.
That's just real.
But you know, that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real susceptible to people's different energy and vibes, and it lingers around after you're gone, and so.
Yeah.
I just don't like it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm real particular about my things. I don't like people messing up my things because I had my things messed up in the past.
Yeah.
So I'm just,
you. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Can't help it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's just how we roll.
That's how we roll.
Big Mama ain't happy. Big Daddy ain't happy. And Big Daddy makes sure Big Mama good.
It's a royalty-ness up in here.
It's a what?
Royalty-ness
up in here.
I like
the way you make up vernacular.
I'm picking it up from you.
True. And then we found spirituality. After we found spirituality, we've always been spiritual people, but we never really had like a set of instructions. We were just going off. We were just freestyling.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we had started learning about ancient Kemet. We started learning about the Orishas. And then we learned about altars. And after we learned about altars, we went to a little altar
workshop,
learned about the ancestors and everything, put our altars up. And we literally went to our altars and asked for guidance.
We did.
And to have the universe, the spirit, bring us someone that could help us. And that's when they brought us Ali. He called me up. Hey, God, what's good? I'm like, what's good, bro? What you want? And who are you? He told the spirit, told him to get at me. And the rest is history. You know, after, you know, spending a lot about.
I'm shocked he didn't say something like, this is your Lord and Savior.
He didn't go by Allah the flesh back then. But, build with the God, met his beautiful Wiz and family and his crew, and we just all just kind of felt like spiritual fam and introduced us to Master Dr. Mitchell Gibson, and just the rest is history.
Here we are.
Ta-da. So I just wanted the family to know that our relationship, the way we move, the way we do things, the way we get along, the way we conversate with one another took years to make. We weren't always on the same accord like we are now. Most of the time we were.
We were, but we grew.
Yeah, we're flawless now.
Yeah.
You see us together, you smile through our joy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just how we roll. We just like, we're a power couple. We counsel people, we help people, and we'll help you too in time.
More importantly, we're one.
We're one. We look at ourselves as one.
Mm-hmm.
And we both realize you get out of it what you put into it. lot of people are in relationships thinking about what can you do for me. I'm in my relationship thinking about what can I do for my queen. And in turn, she thinks the same about me, and we have a cycle of doing together. You know what I mean? So instead of thinking about what she do for me, worry about what you doing for them, and then you'll see your relationship prosper. I counsel and give advice to a lot of young people in relationships. I say to people, not like Jesus, but well, I say to people, man, because I give them different outlooks on life in their relationship. I pinpoint out the good things that are within the relationship that I can see flourishing later. Anything bad is like, oh, my God, you can talk about the bad stuff, but what about the good? Okay, she got one bad flaw, but what about, can you name five other good flaws to each bad flaw? If you can, you're winning. Mm-hmm. No one's perfect. You're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we both see that within each other, but we don't focus on our imperfections. We look on what we perfected together.
I think another good thing that we learned was that in the very beginning, we were teenagers and early 20s. When we were doing all the arguing and stuff like that, it didn't get us anywhere.
It didn't get us anywhere.
You know, we just ended up both being mad and slamming doors and stuff.
You were the door slammer. You got an arm on you. Man. I didn't even have dreams.
Can I finish my thought?
Oh, my bad, man. Go ahead.
I'm trying to deliver some insightful messages
ahead,
here.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead,
But we learned that I'm the type of person, and this may be for a lot of people, especially to the dragons. Shout out to the dragons out there. But when we're angry, sometimes we just need space.
Yeah, we both need space when we're angry.
And that's a good thing. I think it's good for when people are angry just to kind of go to your corners, retreat for a minute, regroup, think about the emotions, think about, you know, is it really that serious? How can I get my point across without cursing and slamming doors and pointing fingers? And what did I do wrong to bring this about? Where was my part in this? Instead of just you did, you know. I had a part in this too. So let's retreat in our corners. Let's think about what we did. And then meet back up in a couple hours. And I think that helped us a lot.
Man, that was a jewel. Were you done that? That was a jewel. When you talked about us arguing, because we don't argue.
We don't argue.
If it's something I do and I see you flustered or you see me upset, we just like, okay, he might need a day or two. And we come back when we're both missing each other. We feel like, okay, it's time to talk. Okay, we can talk now. But we've learned that if you're mad and I'm mad, when we talk at the same time being mad, nothing's going to get better.
No.
Someone's going to either go off and make the other person even more madder, or it's just going to blow up even worse. So what we found to work, give us time.
Because when you're mad, the only thing that you care about is you being heard.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have two people being mad at each other, wanting to be heard, no one is being heard.
Mm-hmm. No one's being heard.
You have all this wasted energy, and no one is being heard. Feelings are getting hurt. Anger is brewing even more. You're not getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we just decided leave each other alone. It's mainly me who need the space. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. But, you know, and I don't even think we even do that a lot anymore.
We don't do that at all no more.
It's been a long
time. That's a young boy. We in our 40s now. I'm like, girl, you better get over and give me some dang on sugar. Give me some sugar. And you be quiet, and I just take it. I give you sugar like you've never had sugar before, then you be good.
Whatever.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, girl, some sugar and and we've been winning ever since we changed our names.
Oh, so let me talk about that.
Mm.
when we were on this path of spirituality and becoming enlightened, conscious, and everything, I was on this kick of, you know, uplifting women. Women need to be uplifted. We need to stick together. We're the powerhouses. We need to turn things back around and run things again.
Kill all the men.
No. And you would always call me your queen.
Yeah.
And so I took on that title of, I'm the queen. I'm the queen. And I don't know where the name Divine Queen came from. It just came to me one day. I'm going to be Divine Queen. And out of the blue, you were like, I'm going to be Chris Enlightened. And we changed our names. And when we changed our names,
the vibe of us changed.
Yeah.
I noticed I started, everywhere I went, I was talking about, like, Kemet and history and telling people about themselves that they had no clue about. I was one of those guys that remember when the Internet first came out, and I was a student of the Internet. And all I was doing was watching documentaries about history, 4, 5, 10 hours a day. That's all I was doing. And I started getting enlightened. I started seeing myself and others, people different. And I was trying to pinpoint and bring out the God that I seen in other people that they didn't see themselves. So I started seeing, I realized I had like an enlightened eye on things when other people's eye was just calcified and just dead and shut.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, man, I'm Chris Enlightened. And it just hit me. I changed my name, and I don't even know why I did it. I know why I did it, but I don't know what compelled me to do it. It was like my higher self was like, you're no longer Chris so-and-so. You're Chris Enlightened now. And I changed my name. And been winning ever since.
Been winning ever since.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really touch on the part where we had a long-distance relationship.
We didn't touch on that. You want to go in on it?
So there was a time after when I got pregnant with our daughter, I didn't want to have her in Atlanta because Atlanta was just crazy for me.
For me too?
For me. It was just crazy. And I wanted to have my family around because I was young and I didn't know what I was doing. Never saw myself as being a mother. Still don't know how it came to be because I could have sworn we were being careful. But
yeah,
it happened. She wanted to be here. She arrived.
Uh-huh.
So I came back home. You stayed in Atlanta, went to school, and we had a relationship long distance.
Mm-hmm.
And that was challenging.
Yeah.
It wasn't that it was hard. The hard part was not being a family.
Yeah.
I mean, but as far as, like, you know, being committed, that wasn't hard because we were already past that point. We never really had a problem with commitment or anything like that. But it was just we were always used to being together.
Yeah.
And when we were apart, that was the hard part. So we talked every day, all day, running up phone bills.
Eh.
And finally it was just like, you know what, you were like, I can't take it no more. Come back to Atlanta.
Yeah.
We went back to Atlanta. Struggled.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're coming back to Cincinnati.
Yeah. But the struggling was good.
It was needed.
Because when you struggle with someone, you find out that they're with you for you, not for what you have. And you build something with someone you struggle with. And we built a kingdom. And
Queendom.
We built a... I ain't co-signed on the queendom.
Queendom.
We built the kingdom.
Queendom.
Because kingdom is queendom. Both masculine and feminine.
So it's queendom.
Queendom. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
Anytime
does.
A man go like, qua, it ain't right. I don't use that, my lips do that qua for nothing in my life. I don't even drink quink no more because it starts with qua.
So what about quiet?
Well, I don't
need
quiet.
You're not quiet. What about?
There is nothing. There is nothing. There's nothing. We built what we got. Let's just say that. What we got. Forget the kingdom and queendom. We built what we got. It is all ours.
It's ours.
And I once heard someone wise say, you know you have something, you know you're rich when what you have can't be bought. A lot of people think they amass all this money and they can get something through the money and be happy. But true richness comes from when you have something that's free, that can't be bought, and no one can get it or take it from you. That's when you know you're rich and that you know you've been blessed and you know you're special. A relationship isn't something that you go out and get. It's a gift from the gods. It's something you set up for before you even come here to this earth. So the next mate, or if you're with someone now, look them in the eyes and thank yourself for bringing them to your life. And realize, what are they there for? They're not just there for your sexual fulfillment, for your for your financial. I had all this stuff in my head, babe.
It's not good. I'm sorry.
For your financial fulfillment. That's why I say it, family. She crazy. And she all mine. She crazy. And she's all mine. I was trying to get deep. When I talk with my eyes closed, babe, that's
you
know I'm getting
deep.
You weren't talking deep, though. You
I was talking
about
deep.
Cutting toenails and stuff. That ain't deep.
I'm always deep.
Sorry, fam, you lost something good. I was about to go in. I just saved thousands of relationships. Thanks, Divine Queen. She don't want nobody else to get the love. You want to go in, babe? She's going in.
I was just funny because you were trying to say it and you were stuttering. Your face was stuttering. It was like, sorry, I mocked you. It was funny.
Hey,
but this
good.
Is what you do, family. This is how you keep joy in your relationship.
You do.
You cap on your husband.
That is the truth, because I be blasting on you.
But not as good as I blast on you.
That's true. You do go in. I do leave the door open more than you do. Mm-hmm. But that's the key. If you can't cap on someone you love, who can you cap on? Who can you cap on? I'm telling you, family, that's the key to a long-lasting relationship. You see your wife looking crazy, let her know, girl, you looking crazy. Ooh.
But in all seriousness, I think that laughter, having fun, embracing joy is one of the main ingredients to our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We laugh all day, every day. Sometimes we'll just bust out in the middle of a laugh. And it's like, what are you laughing about? I'm laughing about what you did yesterday.
Or, I have a gain on it.
Yeah, and then we both just start cracking up again. We finish each other's thoughts and sentences.
Mm-hmm.
And
you'll have a song in your head and I'll start singing it.
Yeah.
Vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Once you go to that same frequency, family, it's with everything. And that's the key, trying your best to get on the same frequency, the same accord on all facets of your relationship. 100% honest, 100% open. And I mean 100% honest.
Yeah.
That's the only way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hiding stuff, you're being secretive, all you're doing is breaking away from your connection. That's it. You're severing a tie. Again, this works for us. Might not work for you.
Yeah, what we do doesn't work for everyone. We have definitely not followed the traditional route. We've done some things that may be considered traditional, and we've done some things that weren't considered traditional. But what we've done worked for us.
Right. And again, all I'm saying, family, is if you have someone in your life, love them every day as if it's the first and last day. The last day of school, the last little bite of your sandwich is always more important than that first bite. You know what I'm saying? So try to love them every day. And I know it may be hard for some to fathom being in a relationship as long as we have, but I want to tell the world there's a secret with relationships. After that first 15th year, that's when it started getting, like, real good. So you got to wait 15 years. I'm just saying. Don't wait.
You're so silly. Oh, family, this is going to conclude our Twin Flame episode tonight, Twin Flame Radio episode. Fortunately, we are going to be cutting it short. We do have another engagement that we're going to be jumping into. We're going to be jumping into our spiritual family, the Tybro Cruise call. So we want to take part in that. But we do want to thank you for calling in, for listening to the story of us and how we came to be and who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we will that you got some good advice and some secrets and things that you can apply to your own relationships and to your own life.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, we will be back next Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Don't know what we're going to talk about yet.
We're
going
to be
bring it up on the fly.
Right.
That's how we roll.
Off the dome.
But we do will that you all have a beautiful rest of your Sunday evening and also that you have a peaceful work week. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Chris Enlightened.
And this is Twin Flame Radio saying,
peace out.
And good night.